The laboratory that Alcides Leo runs at Sao Paulo State University sees value in waste.
In such a way that we try to add value to a low-value commodity.
That low-value commodity is plant fiber.
So we extract the fibers from the leaves or from the trunk, and then we separate the cellulose from the other components, plant components. So basically, cellulose is the key raw material.
This cellulose mixture is used as a bio-based, not petroleum-based, plastic for car parts. While the idea has been around since the early 1990s and championed by Toyota, what's new in the Sao Paulo lab is the scale. Leaves and stems of bananas, pineapples, and other fruit with tough skins are put into a device similar to a pressure cooker. Chemicals are added, and the result is a fine material that resembles talcum powder.
Basically, we are using a very simple process, similar to pulp and paper, where we are able to go over, if you go over and over, like several cycles, we are able to move from micro scale to nano scale.
He's talking about engineering on a molecular scale. While it's costly, less than 0.5 kilo of nanocellulose is needed to produce 45 kilos of super strong lightweight plastic material. The nanocellulose-reinforced plastic is 30% lighter and as much as 4 times stronger than petroleum-based plastic and easily matches carbon fiber and fiberglass. Leo says it makes the car more durable, fuel-efficient, and eco-friendly.
Before it was 50% no biodegradable, no renewable. That was the plastic based on oil. And now we end up with 100% biodegradable, biorenewable material.
The nano-reinforced plastics have other advantages over conventional plastics, including greater resistance to damage from heat, water, and spilled gasoline. Leo expects nano-fiber-reinforced car parts to reach the market within 2 years. He also predicts the product could someday replace steel and aluminum. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.